I want to preach today. It's a very, very simple, it's nothing fancy, nothing big. It's a very simple sermon. But I think it's very, very important that us as Christians, we all learn the lesson and we live the lesson. I called my sermon Ready, Set, Fly. And it's something probably you heard many times, and those scriptures are so familiar to you. But it's never too bad to remind, right? So today we're just going to get reminded. Holy Spirit, please help me today, God. Use my weakness and be strong in my weakness, Lord. Because I know that on my own, Lord, there's nothing I can give on my own, God. But there's so much you can give, and I just ask that you give it through me, Lord. I humble myself, God, and I pray that you open the hearts of people, God, and their ears, Lord, their hearts, so they could receive it and live it. In the name of Jesus, amen. What a day I had today, or what a morning. It was crazy. I was getting ready for the sermon. I typed it out yesterday, but I wanted to kind of practice it today. So I put all my papers, everything on the couch and kind of standing there preaching. And my kids, of course, you know, they don't care. And they were fighting. They were just doing whatever they can do to get my attention. And you should have, I was laughing at myself too. I was like, and amen. And would you stop that? I'm going to spank you. And I was like, and I said, and I was like, oh shoot. You know, it was, and it's actually just basically, I don't know, maybe God was giving me a test on what I'm going to speak. He said, you're not, if you pass the test, go ahead and give your sermon. But I just didn't start my day really good. And I want to read to you a little bit, how do you know that you are having a bad day? And it's not really spiritual, so please, you know, don't be like, oh, she's so not spiritual. Let's have some fun, okay? Okay, so how do you know that you're having a bad day? Or how do you know that you're going to have a bad day? You wake up face down on the pavement. So probably not really good. You call the suicide prevention line, and they put you on hold. That's kind of messed up. You see a 60 Minutes news team waiting in your office. What did you do? This one is for the older people. For all of us older people. Your birthday cake collapses from the weight of the candles. Not a too happy day. You turn on the news and they're showing your apartment building being prepped for blowing up. Your twin sister or brother forgot your birthday. Like, it's your birthday too. your car horn goes off accidentally and remains stuck as you follow a group of Hell's Angels on the freeway. Good luck with that. You wake up and you discover your waterbed is broke. Oops. Your boss tells you not to bother to take off your coat. That's probably not going to be a really good day. You wake up and your braces are locked together. So for those of you who had braces, you know what I'm talking about. You call your answering service and they tell you it's none of your business. You put both contact lenses in the same eye. And your wife says, "Good morning, Bill." And your name is George. So... it's funny, and in some of those situations, we probably will never find ourselves, not unless we have braces or contact lenses. But bad days do happen to all of us. Bad situations do happen in our life. And sometimes we have weeks of those bad days. Sometimes we have months of those bad days. Sometimes we have years of those bad days. And I don't know exactly what a bad day to you and what a bad day you're having. It could be unexpected sickness. You were not expecting it. You were all healthy. And then, right, it hits you, right, in a place where you really don't want it, where you're using your legs and, you know, your legs got arthritis or they got broken or your voice, you lose your voice or whatever. Or a doctor tells you, you know what, say goodbye to everybody. It's not going to be too long. Maybe a broken relationship. Maybe your relationship with your parents is not too hot. And to me, especially if you're not married, parents are the people you go to, right? You go to your parents. And if you don't have the connection with your parents, it sucks. It really hurts. It's bad. Or maybe your friend, something happened and there's just no connection, nothing in common anymore, nothing. You sit there and it's empty, it's plain. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe you lost a close one. Maybe somebody close to you passed away. And that really, really hurts you. And so a lot of times I think that really goes, that bad day goes on for years when you lose someone. Maybe you had an accident, maybe two in a row. Maybe financial struggle, and feels like no matter what you do, I mean, you just can't get out of it. It's bad, and you don't know what are you going to do tomorrow? How are you going to get out of it tomorrow? Maybe a betrayal, somebody you really loved, just really used you and just threw you away, and you really trusted them. You really, really, really thought they had your heart. They had it covered. Maybe a temptation. You know, have you ever had a temptation so strong that the whole day, all it feels like, the whole energy, all you do, it goes to fight that temptation. I mean, it's so strong, it's pulling you so strong. That's the only thing you think about. That's the only thing you do the whole day is you fight it. It's so strong. I hate those. I hate those temptations. Something you worked on for a long, long time, and you finally got it, and it just got broken in front of your eyes. Something you worked on for so long, you finally got it, and somebody took it away, or it just broke, it didn't work. Or maybe you're still waiting. Maybe you're waiting on something still. And you waited for so long that it feels like it's never coming. It feels like it's never going to happen. And I don't even know, I know there's many, many more situations we get into. And you know what? It's okay. It happens. Bad day happen. The only thing that really, really gets me is that the whole world knows that bad things happen. And they receive it. They know that sometimes we'll go up, sometimes we'll go down. Bad things happen to people, except Christians. Christians, for some weird reason, just decided that just because I'm a Christian, nothing bad is ever going to happen to me. Have you heard? Receive Jesus into your life and your problems are gone. That's it. Your finances are going to go up. Your relationship, everything is just going to be perfect, peachy, beautiful. And that's how we live. And when trouble comes, we're like, huh, what does it do? I'm Christian. I'm not supposed to have any troubles. And I just wonder, where did we get that idea? Did somebody preach that? Did somebody tell that to us? Did we find a scripture in the Bible which says, not even one, there's not even one scripture. If there was, it would be my favorite. But there is not even one scripture in the Bible that says no troubles for Christians. On the other hand, when you read about God's people in the Bible, what they went through, they went through hell. And the bigger the calling, the more they went through. And to show you just one scripture, and I'm not going to hold you long today. It's going to be a really short sermon, but hopefully you'll remember it. Let's go to 1 Peter 4:12. 1 Peter 4:12. One of the scriptures, and the Bible is full of them. 1 Peter 4:12. Let's read. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal or trial, tribulation among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. I think I hear things like, what's up with this? Why all these bad things happen to me? Why am I going through so much? I am a Christian. I am a tither. Hey, I'm a tither, okay? I'm singing in choir. I'm singing in worship, or I'm helping in kids ministry. I read my Bible and pray. I do. I serve people. I really have that serving spirit. I serve. I help everybody I can get. I help. I obey pastor, everything he says. I take notes and I obey everything he says. I trusted God. He's told me to do something. I trusted him. And I keep his promises and I remember them every day. And I dwell upon them every day. And this happened? That's strange. That is so strange. Things like that are not supposed to happen to me. I'm a Christian. oh, you know what? You know what? Okay, I'm going to turn to my favorite scriptures. You know, maybe it's going to help me. I'm going to proclaim them in my life and it's going to help me. Okay, let's turn to this one. Thou shalt sing in a choir and you will never have to pay any traffic tickets or income taxes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I proclaim it. Oh, there's one I like too. This is good. This is good. This should help me. Those who listen to the pastor and take notes during the sermon shall never make any mistakes and shall never run out of gas in the middle of nowhere. I take notes. Nothing like that. I claim it in the name of Jesus. This is my favorite. This is good. This is my favorite. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall never wait longer than 20 minutes for anything. What's up with this? This is strange. Why did this come into my life? Stop looking in your Bible. It's not there. I was just joking. Some of you are still going through it. Where? I'm going to write it down. That was good. It's not there. There's not even anything that sounds close to that. That's what I wrote, the Gospel of Tanya, Wishful Thankful Testament. How many of you know that bad things happen to good people? How many of you know that bad things happen to God's people? God, I know some God's people, some really, really powerful God's people, and bad things happen. And it's okay. It's not strange. Let's go on and let's go to the verse 13, 1 Peter 4, verse 13. But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also the revelation of His glory, you may rejoice with exaltation. Know this, that every single time you're standing and facing a problem, you're standing and facing a trouble, a challenge, affliction, God is getting ready to show you His glory. That's all that is to it. God is just getting ready to show you His glory. That's it. That's it. Now you can do two things. You can go and face it and come out and be not just God's glory. You will see God's glory and you will be exalted in that. Or you can stand and be like, oh, that's strange. God, maybe I should pray a little bit more. Maybe. No. I'll just stay here and I'll... It's not from God. No, bad things are not... They could never happen to me. I want to read a little quote. I don't know who wrote it, but I just really liked it. When you are standing at the end of the familiar light, before the unknown darkness, know that God has prepared a solid ground for you to stand on, or He'll teach you to fly. Listen to this again. Listen. When you're standing at the end of the familiar light, before the unknown darkness, know that God has prepared a solid ground for you to stand on, or He'll just teach you to fly. Can you remember a situation in your life where you were worrying about something and when you got through with everything, it was not that bad? You were worried about it. It was scary right before it, but at the end, you were like, God just provided. It was just like any other day. I just went through it and it was good. It was good. Or maybe you went through something and it was hell. It was so bad. And now you look back and you go like, oh my God, how could I ever live through that? How could I go through that and still stay alive? And just a couple of days ago, I talked to somebody and they said, I can't believe I'm still holding on. It's so hard. It's been so long. It's been so tough. I can't believe I'm still holding on and waiting for this. And I'm still strong. That's when you fly. That's when there is no ground. There is nothing. There is darkness. There is deep sea and you're flying. You see, if God prepared a way for us, then we have nothing to worry about. I mean, I know it's dark, it's unknown, it's maybe uncomfortable to go into something you don't see. But if you believe that God has prepared a way for you, just go in there and it's going to be a solid ground, you know, maybe some rails to hold on to. You're going to make it. And if God wants to, if there is no ground, solid ground, no path, He wants to teach me how to fly, bring it on. Bring it on, okay? I want to learn how to fly. I haven't flown yet. I want to fly. It's better than walking. It's faster. It's more fun. Are you ready to fly? Are you ready to fly? James 1, 2 through 4 says, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." I like this other translation. It's the Message. It says, "Consider it a sheer gift." Don't look at it as like strange. It's a gift. It's a gift of, you could have never given it to you. You would just live a low life of just, you know, walking. That's what everybody is doing. They're walking. I want to be doing something more. I want to be flying. I want to be walking on water. Walking doesn't satisfy me anymore. You know what? Faith is not just walking when you see. Faith is not. Nikki, can you come out? Give a hand to Nikki. And so, Nikki, I'm God. And we're walking. We're walking. Everything is good. And you proclaim that, you know, you believe me, right? You believe me. You believe every word I say, right? Nikki.
Amen.
You believe. And you'll go everywhere I'll lead you, right?
Right.
Okay. Is it easy?
Yes.
Okay, it's easy. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Faster, faster. Go faster. It's okay. Go faster, faster. Trust me. Trust me, trust me, trust me. You can trust me. Okay. No, okay. Now go. Go, 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 go. Come on, let's go, let's go. It's going to be okay. Okay, turn to your left. Go, 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 come on. Go, go, faster. Okay, faster. Now start running. I'm just joking, okay? I'm just joking. Obviously, I'm not God and she doesn't. Thank you, Nikki. Good job. Good job. But this is what faith is. When we walk and we see it, it's not faith. Our words, our faith so many times is just words. That's all it is. When we worship, we say, God, I will go to the end of the world. I will do anything. I will give up anything for you, God. But then when it comes to it, we don't. We don't. We're afraid to move. We stand there and it's all dark. And God says, move. It's okay. But I can't see anything. I can't feel anything. Move. That's what faith is. Faith is more just words. Words, proclaiming faith, saying that you believe is just the beginning. It's the easy part. The hard part is living out faith. And there is no way you can please God without faith. There is no way. God loves people that have faith, that believe in Him. That, yes, I can't see. Yes, I can't smell anything. Or I can smell and it smells bad. I don't want to step into that. But if you say go, I trust that you will not let me step into that. And if I step into that, somehow, I don't know how, I don't care how, you're going to turn it into good. You're going to make good out of it. In Hebrews 10:38, it says, "But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him." And so through these troubles, we really, God shows us, God shows people around us, what is really our faith. Is it worth anything? Is it anything at all? Or is it nothing? There is nothing to your words or to my words. Oswald Chambers said this, "Huge waves that would frighten an ordinary swimmer produce a tremendous thrill for the surfer who has ridden them." I am myself really, really, really afraid of, not afraid, I'm not phobic or whatever, but when we got married and we went on our honeymoon to Hawaii, it was really first or second day, it was really, stay with me, stay with me, it was really, really wavy, like really huge, huge waves. And we went swimming, and I kind of, like I said, stay with me. Focus on the good things, God's things right now. And I kind of stepped into it, and I was like, ooh, I was like 17 years old. I was so happy. Waves, and I ran into it. And they, you know how waves, they first kind of go like this, and then they pull you in. And it just knocked me down and started to pull me in. And I was like, Alex, help me. I got so scared. I could, you know, I could say that I saw my life flash in front of me because it was just so scary. But he came in and saved me, my prince. But the point is that to me, that wave was an enemy. I was afraid of it. But just to the surfer, when they come, they don't go. From now on, when we went on our vacation, I came. And when there's no, we came to the ocean, no waves. Okay, good, safe, I'm going to swim. If a surfer came at that point, no waves, that sucks. I need some waves, man. And the better, the bigger, the better. I need some challenge. And I believe, church, that we're here, we're surfers. We're surfers. We're not swimmers in here. Am I saying this right? Surfers? Surfers. We're not just swimmers. We're not just swimmers. It's either you're a beginning surfer or a professional. When you see that huge wave, you say, oh yeah, baby. And it doesn't matter how many times you're going to fall. You don't care. You're still going to go after it. When we were in Florida, these guys came and there was no waves at all. So they were kind of surfing on the shore, you know, like when there's so much water, and they just kind of run and throw their board and just kind of stand on it and slide a little bit. I'm not talking about that kind of surfing. I'm talking about there is that wave. Whew, through that wave, I'm going to go on it. I'm going to come out more better surfer. I'm going to come out more professional. I'm going to come out stronger as a Christian. I'm going to come out wiser. I'm going to come out better. I'm going to come out looking more like Christ. There it is. That's where I don't care about this shallow waters. My wave is right there. I'm going. Are you ready to fly? Are you ready to fly? Are you ready to turn into that darkness and say, you know what? Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. If I'm going to come out of here stronger, if I'm going to go in there and get more muscles, my spirit is going to be muscled up. If I'm going to exercise my faith, bring it on. If God is going to grow me some wings and I'm going to fly, bring it on. Bring it on. And I want to finish up with a little song. I want you to close your eyes or whatever you want to do and just listen to the song, listen to the words, and not just listen. What I want you to do is to think about the trouble, think about the dark day, the bad day in your life, the bad year in your life, the bad whatever you're facing, whatever you think you're going to be facing. And I want through the song for you to get your strength, get your courage, and just say, bring it on. You know what? I am ready for this. This is going to make me better than I am. Bring it on. Number 7, Andrew. And make it loud. Even louder.
I didn't come looking for trouble, and I don't want to fight needlessly. But I'm not gonna hide in a bubble if trouble comes for me. I can feel my heart beating faster. I can tell something's coming down. But if it's gonna make me grow stronger, then bring it on! Let the light pass, let the thunder. Let the storm wind blow, bring it on. Let the trouble come, let the heart ring fall. Let it make me strong, bring it on. Now maybe you're thinking I'm crazy, and maybe I need to explain. I know I've got an enemy waiting who wants to bring me pain. But what he never seems to remember, what it means for evil, God works for good. So I will not retreat or surrender. Bring it on! Let the lightning flash, let the sound like some hero, 'cause it's God alone that my hope is in. But I'm not.
I guess I was just speaking to the one percent of, or a couple percent of this church, because not everybody speaks through hearing, through music. But some of you who do, I just hope that you. I want you to know that it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to get any easier. Since you heard the sermon, it's not going to get easier. But it's that decision. I got my heels in, not literally, you know, but my feet in. And I'm staying here. And I'm going to go through everything. Everything He sends my way. I'm going to go through everything without complaining. Without any, oh, I can't believe it's happening to me. When? How? No. I'm going to dig my heels in and I'm staying here. I'm going to go through the whole thing. Because the Bible says, go through it. Do not speed it up. Do not stop it. Let Him finish. He already started. Just stay there for a little bit longer. Just let Him finish it. You don't want Him to stop when you're undone yet. You want Him, when He's finished, you're going to be already lacking nothing. Perfect. That's what He's doing. He wants to perfect you.